whenever we're there, yep. we're at the phones. And yep. you can come by 20 Southeast 8th Avenue whenever the studios are open.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Anything else you want folks to know? Again, I'm speaking with Becky Myers, KBOO's Development Director. I'm Monica Beamer, Station mm-hmm. Manager. And we're talking about the end of year match.
That's mostly it.
Lots of other stuff.
Yeah.
We're so lucky.
Well, one of the most important things I think for folks to know is that if you want to take advantage of some of the really cool tax benefits that happen here in 2016, you have to do so before midnight on the 31st.
Uh-huh, and the match goes to the 31st.
Exactly.
As well.
So, you know, make your contributions to KBOO. You can donate a car. Say if you're looking to start the new year with one less thing in your yard or garage, then that's a great yeah. venue for that. You can go to our website and look under support. There's a button that explains everything.
Yep. And again, you can call 503-231-8032 is the number.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be here on the 30th. I'm not sure I'll be here on the 31st, but we're going to actually be painting one of our studios and putting in new donated...
during the magic week.
Yeah, that's the magic week where there's magically time to get stuff done.
Yeah.
So if you want to come down on the 30th, I'll be here with some volunteers.
And you can always ask for me if you have any questions. Yeah. So call, you know, the front desk, ask for Becky. If you are looking for different ways to donate, then feel free to give me a shout.
Yeah, come on down. And thank you so much. Well, thank you, Becky.
My pleasure.
And this is News from the Boo. And this is Monica Beamer and Becky Myers thanking you for all your support of KBOO. Community
yes, thank
Radio.
You.
The time is 6:00. You are listening to KBOO Portland. As a reminder, between right now and midnight on New Year's Eve, all new and increased contributions to KBOO will be matched. So you donate $10, it becomes $20. You donate $100, it'll become $200. All these matching donations will be provided by the Collins Foundation, which exists to improve, enrich, and give greater expression to humanitarian endeavors here in the state of Oregon, and SSI Shredding Systems, which engineers, manufactures, and services size and volume reduction solutions used for recycling efforts worldwide. Again, just go to kboo.fm. Click on the donate button, and anything you donate between now and New Year's Eve will be matched one for one. Coming up next, we've got Anti-War Radio, followed by Free Culture Radio.
Tune into KBOO every weekday at 7 p.m. for Hard Knock Radio, news and views from a hip-hop perspective with Davey D. Hard Knock Radio features in-depth interviews and profiles with community leaders, activists, hip-hop artists, and musicians, giving voice to community concerns and offering a unique forum to explore issues relevant to hip-hop community. That's every weekday at 7 p.m. here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
Join KBOO Community Radio and Sean Stewart on Friday, December 30th from 8 p.m. to midnight as we end the year with a live music extravaganza, potluck, and ladies jam. We will be featuring the avant-garde experimentalism of the Institute for Creative Dying, Brandon Conway of the Creative Music Guild, and the ladies jam featuring Gabby Holt, Stephanie Selza, and many more. We will also be featuring guest DJ Kathleen Heisler and Rock and Roll by the Carotids. Come on down to KBOO Community Radio, located at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, right off East Burnside, next to the Jupiter Hotel and the Doug Fir Lounge. Again, that's Friday, December 30th, from 8 p.m. to midnight. Don't forget to bring a snack to share and an instrument to jam on.
We're going to return you now to our originally scheduled programming. Rather than having anti-war and free culture radio, we are going to be going next to What's Life Without Laughter.
This is What's Life Without Laughter. We are here to celebrate this coming in. I am your host, the Amazon Queen. I am here, but my co-host is away. That is T6 the one. But today I have brought in the fashionista diva. We have Miss Sherelle Brimbry Twitty on the line with us. Say hello.
Hey, you guys.
All right. Now, today, you guys, on K-Boo, we're going to go ahead and cover What is Life Without Laughter? This show is basically a thing that we have put together that's going to combine, of course, laughter, but we're going to talk about entertainment, news, politics, whatever, but with a little bit of a comedy twist. And, of course, you know, because what is life without laughter? Hey, everybody. All right. So, well, let's see. Thanksgiving just got done being done. How was your Thanksgiving, Sherelle?
My Thanksgiving was great. I worked, and after I got off of work, okay, I went to my mom. She made a special Thanksgiving for us.
Your mom did?
Yes, she did.
All
and
right, now.
My 92-year-old grandma, she hooked it up, girl.
What did like, she do?
Girl, greens, hot water cornbread.
You said you worked, so that means you had food prepared for you ready to go.
I did, my friends. You baked me a pie, make you want to sing. You hear me?
Forget about Patty. Patty ain't got nothing on us.
You know what I'm saying?
Patty got nothing on my pie.
Yes.
You know what? My Thanksgiving was really cool. My son came home, mm-hmm, and I was able to go ahead and spend some time with him, and I made dinner. I went back old school.
Yes,
I mean, I made some dressing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's different between dressing and stuffing.
Right?
There's a difference. There's a difference. You know, we had dressing. I had some ham, and I did a little turkey. I did the pies. Yeah. I did some collard greens and some turkey. You know, we got high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. Got to do that turkey. Mm-hmm. Can't do all that pork no more.
Right.
But no, and I really went all out. But it was awesome. When you came by, I had friends. With my mom being gone, just to be able to have you guys come by and show love, it was awesome.
It was a blessing.
It was. It was. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Now, I have you here because you are the fashionista diva. She is the one that dresses me, being the Amazon queen. When I perform shows and you see me looking fly and just looking like, you know, the diva that I am, uh-huh, it's because of the fashionista diva.
Okay.
So can you please go ahead and give us a little bit of info on what's going on with 2016? What are the holiday things that women should be having in their wardrobe right
okay
now?
Okay, must-haves.
Yeah, must-haves.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start, yes, with the women,
yes,
the divas. The one thing that I feel like the most important thing is you've got to have the nicest, hottest, reddest lips, okay? And you have to accompany your lips with a lip liner and lip gloss.
Okay.
That's just a must-have. Next is a body shaper. Now, it's not for just little people or just for big people, but it's just to make your clothes look a little smoother.
Smooth that body out.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you can get them for not as, you know, so expensive as the other, you know, like they have them selling with the body waste or all that.
So you better say you want your body roll to look like more of a croissant.
Yes, there you go.
Wrap it up. Hey, I got that.
That's it. That's it. And let's see, the next thing is leggings or stockings. Okay, so it's getting cold. It is cold. And you still want to have that sexy leg.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can have that sexy leg by just dressing it up with a pair of stockings, but not just your plain regular stockings. I'm talking about, you know, back in the day when they had the line going down the back of the calf and it, yeah, and then putting
something
it with a
dressed
bow.
Up.
Yeah, or you can do the patterned stockings or leggings.
Okay.
It adds a little bit more class to a short dress or something like that.
Bumps it up.
Yeah,
bumps it up
and it keeps your legs warm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what about, you said about for the women. I mean, hold on, let's go back a little bit. I see you have a little accent in your hair.
Yes.
What about that? Women get into accents and...
Don't be afraid to accessorize, but there can be a point where you can go a little too far. And I won't mention my sister's name, but you know, if you have a friend, just ask them, bring them along, but accessorize. Women now, we're wearing our natural hair, the mm-hmm. natural hairstyles, the locks, all those different crochet extensions and mm-hmm. everything like that. Mm-hmm. It's okay mm-hmm. to accessorize those with rhinestones. They have now I call them Pocahontas, but you know,
the head braces.
The headbands. Those,
okay.
And they have elegant ones now too. And or you know, you can go back old school and pop an earring or two in your bun. Remember when you didn't have the little jewels and stuff?
You pop one in.
And I would have pearls, and I would put pearls all in my bun.
In your bun. Okay. Now let's go ahead and let's say, what about for the men? Give us a quick overview.
Okay, so for the Devos, I think a must-have in your closet for a holiday party or a get-together is the bow tie. Like, I think that is just so sexy, is having a bow tie, something different than just the regular, hey, you guys, than just the regular tie. But the bow tie, it's more like, it takes it a step higher, more classy. And then accompany that with, you know, what's coming out now more is the crazy socks, but more in a kind of like... manly way. They have
the little, like the Superman socks with a little cape on the back,
so
and your little toes all separate.
Yeah, and then it shows like you have a fun side as well. Like everything doesn't have to be so serious, but you can be put together very well.
Okay, now let's go ahead and go real quick over. Let's say, what are the colors right now that are going to be for 2017 for the women?
Okay, the colors that we have is what I'm seeing now, and what I've read is that the coral or orange, but it's more of a orangey type of tangerine.
Okay,
that's going to be coming out, and the lime greens. That when we seen lime green last season, well, it's coming back.
Okay,
and the hot pink, of course, and yellow.
All right,
for
and what
the
about
women.
What about the Devos?
Okay, and we have the beige. Hazelnut or
beige.
Yes.
Okay.
And of course, my favorite, turquoise.
Turquoise is your color. That's your color.
That's my color.
So right now, I'm going to let you guys know, you have just heard what you should be wearing to end your year off right, to get that pizzazz on, and to start your new year going, that 2017 coming in. She's letting you tell you we should have dressing for the Christmas parties, the holiday parties, you know what I'm saying? That thing when you want to go get saucy, but look just fly.
Get them lips together, ladies.
You know, and then she's letting you know, men, how to get your stuff together as well. How to get your thing right, so when you walk in, you are like GQ magazine pose.
Let me see that bow tie.
Bam.
Let me see what
you know what I'm saying?
With.
I can tell my man Matt Damon ain't got nothing on you, boo. You know what I'm saying? I can do all that. Okay. Well, you know what, you guys? We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, about like 30 seconds, going to come back, and we're going to go ahead and start into another segment on a little bit of Christmas stuff.
All right.
See y'all in about 30 seconds.
Jam.
Well, all right now, everybody, we back. Hello, K-Boo. News on KBOO 90.7. We are here with What's Life Without Laughter, part two of this segment. And my co-host is not here, T6, the one. I miss him very dearly. But in his place, I have my dear friend, Sherelle Brimbry, the fashionista diva.
Hey. Okay.
She did a segment just now talking about what fashion you should have in your closet, how you should be dressing right now to end your year off right, and then how to start your new year off coming in 2017. But now we're about to go into Christmas. So just a real quick little Q&A between me and you and Sherelle, you know, and you guys, the K-Boobs. Sherelle, was there ever a gift that you wanted as a kid that you never gotten during this holiday season?
Yes.
What was the gift?
A fairy.
A fairy? You wouldn't want to come fly down and come see you?
Yes. I wanted all the sparkle.
Sparkler.
Yeah, it didn't work out for me.
You know what? I always wanted an easy bake oven. But due to the way my body statue is made up, my mother decided that I didn't need that easy bake oven. So, but I never got one. So, no, it's okay. It's okay. But okay, Sherelle, what gift that you got as a kid that you loved?
My Cabbage Patch.
Your Cabbage Patch
yes,
doll?
Yes, I loved her. I loved her. I took her everywhere. And I let my cousin borrow her to go to the circus. And she left my Cabbage Patch there at the circus. I am still heartbroken over that.
Cousin, you owe her Cabbage Patch like ASAP.
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 And you know who you are.
And you know who you are, cousin. No, you know what? For me, mine was Janet Jackson, Control Cassette.
Control.
I felt so grown, like, oh my God, control. To get what I want. Control. Hey, that was like my stuff, girl. I love that Janet Jackson album.
Hey.
Okay. What gift do you really want this year? What you want Santa Claus to bring you? Put under your tree. Come on, Sherelle.
I'm nervous.
Be like, all I want for Christmas is
it's my two front teeth.
Hey, my two front teeth. No. Okay, what you want? Come on. Perfume? You want a trip? You want a ring? You know what I'm saying? You want a new weave? I mean, what?
Yeah.
You want some... What?
I want some bomb hair.
Bomb hair?
Yes.
You want some hair from over in the Remy?
I want the bomb hair.
You want that Indian hair?
Yes. Please, if somebody's out there that, for real, like I'm tired of this
weave.
I'm tired of this bunk hair, for real.
She want, so anybody.
Come on.
That's what she want. You know what? For me, for Christmas, I'm not going to go with I want just peace and harmony and love.
Okay.
But I am going to say that I do just want to just enjoy family, football, fun, and just enjoy my family. Just love. But if for gift-wise, what I really want for Christmas is that it's just, I don't know, maybe to travel. Get out of town. Go to Jamaica.
Okay.
Shake my dreads. Shake okay. my dreads. Shake your shake dreads. Em, hey.
Shake them.
Okay, Sherelle, I want to thank you for that. Right now, you guys, we have a special guest just came into the studio right now. We have our special guest of Lula May. Lula May, Mama Lula, then came back here to come see us again.
I love her.
I love her too.
I love her.
When she comes in here, she brightens the whole mood.
Yes, she does.
And Lula May says she's going to recap 2016 for us. You know, it's been a great year.
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Lula May, thank you for coming in and say hello to the K-Boos.
Hey, babies. I want to say hello to everybody out there on the K-Boo line. This is Lula May coming to talk to everybody a little bit to recap that 2016. Now, I'm going to start everything off right now and go over a couple of songs that was playing on the radio. And these songs have been the highlight of the 2016. Let me go ahead and say it was a little boy named Weekend said he was a star boy. Star boy. That's what he said he was. Now, there was a fella here that I think he was from Portland, Oregon, had a song called Caroline that really hit the airwaves hard and heavy. And then there was a song by a country singer. Now, I like to call him a little bit of white chocolate.
Ooh.
But his name is Blake Shelton.
Okay.
Blake Shelton had a song called If I'm Honest. Now, if he was honest, he'd go ahead and leave that little Gwen Stefani and come on and get with me, because that's what he want to do anyway.
Do it, Lula.
You know?
Do it, Miss Lula.
And then there was a little rapper named Young M.A. She said, ooh. That's all she said. And she running with it. And then there was a little group called, I think it was called Chain Smokers or something like that. It had a song called Don't Let Me Down. I told my man that last night. Don't let me down. And then let me go into the movie category, everybody. It was a few movies that came out last year. This past year. It was one called Magnificent Seven. Remind me of my seven husbands.
Get out.
And then there was a movie called Ghostbusters. Now, I love that movie because it was made mm-hmm. with all women. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, you know that Leslie Jones. Mm-hmm. That Leslie Jones sort of favors like one of my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know that?
Mm-hmm. I've been told that I could do her double by several people.
You know what? Now, I'm not going to say that, baby. You're the first lady. I don't care if it's over a church, hen house, dog house, back house, whatever. You's a first lady.
Do it.
That's what you are.
Okay, thank you.
Now, y'all, we had a couple notable deaths that happened over the past time. 2016, we lost David Bowie. Muhammad Ali. Sting like a butterfly. Float like a bee. Then you got Prince. Purple rain, baby.
Yeah.
Only want to see you smiling in the purple.
In the purple rain,
baby. Oh, I miss him.
Amen.
Nancy Reagan, that's Ronald Reagan's wife. The woman over NAFTA. That was her thing, NAFTA. She gone now. Gene Wilder. That's a funny man right there. Gene Wilder did a lot of movies with Richard Pryor and everything, mm-hmm. darling. Mm-hmm. He was so funny, so funny. Craig Sager. From the NBA TV show. That man, he ain't with us no more. And Jaja.
Get out.
Good boy.
Yeah.
That woman had a rack like mine. I love Jaja Gabor. Now, this is a recap for everybody for the 2016. This is Lula May. Mama Lula. Signing off. But before I go, I want to say one more somebody that's gone. T6, brother passed last week. That's Mr. Ken Moe. Ken Moe, we miss you, baby. We love you. And we want you back, baby. That's Lula Mae signing off. I want to tell you, Sherelle, I'm going to be wearing my colors for 2017. I want to thank you, baby, for getting my fashions together.
You're welcome.
And Lula, you know what? And Amazon Queen, you're beautiful as ever. Every time I see you, you get more beautiful. I tell you that every time I see you. You sure be telling me that, Lula, man. I want to thank you for real for coming in today. Man, you are awesome. Man, get home safe for
she
real.
She is so sweet.
Isn't she sweet?
Yes.
Like mom's apple pie, so sweet, sweet, sweet. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so, Sherelle, back to you for a little bit. Now, mm-hmm. I know over the past, like, 3 weeks, you're not only a fashionista diva, first off. You are in the nursing mm-hmm. profession, medical mm-hmm. profession, and you also are a performer. I know you were performing in a musical
yes.
for the past 3 weeks.
Yes.
Give us a recap real fast.
Okay, the Black Nativity. We performed at Greater St. Stephen's through Passing Art Theater Company.
Okay.
And we had a great run, 3 weeks. It was beautiful. It's just the telling of Jesus' birth. And
sure enough.
Yeah, what's a bunch of gospel singing. And the co-actors that I was with was just amazing. Like, we had church every time.
No, I came out the first night
yes,
for
you
the
did.
Opening night, and it was tremendous. Mm-hmm. I told the producers, I think it was Jerry Foster,
yes.
and the musical side was, who was it? Did the music for the play, for the musical?
What was his name?
Anyways, it's okay. No, it was just awesome, though. It was just an awesome thing that the first night was like a blowout to me. I was blown away. I mean, it was tremendous. Now, yes. Real quick, what is your New Year's resolution
for 2017. You have any? Do you do it at all, by the way?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Just be a better person. Probably take some classes, go back to school, and and further my education.
Further yourself. Yeah. All right now,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah.
See, for me, mine is to change my eating.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I say that while I'm drinking the Pepsi.
Right there. And it's not even...
I know. Everybody, I want to eat better. I want to be a better person. I'm going to work out more.
I want to heal the world.
Drink more water. I'm going to donate my time. I'm going to give all my...
For real.
Wake up on January 2nd. I ain't going to be able to do it.
Ain't going to work.
I'm not going to be able to do it. Okay. December 21st is known for a lot of things. So I looked up a couple things. As of December 21st, it's the first day of winter.
Okay.
It is National Flashlight Day. Flashlight. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Today is Crossword Puzzle Day. Mm-hmm. So for all the grandmothers out there and auntie, like my auntie Didi, she loved doing crossword puzzles. Mm-hmm. And then it is French Fried Shrimp Day.
Oh, I can do that.
You know what? Okay. And that threw me for right there. So, Sherelle, we're going to go ahead and get ready to wrap this show up. We're not going to do it the usual way with our song, but we're going to have you to sing us out of here with one of your songs that you did from the musical. And I do realize you've done a 3-week run, so your voice may be a little bit hoarse, and we understand that, but you're still going to shine right now. So can you please give us one of the songs from,
The Black Nativity.
And it was the, what version we did now? It was,
who wrote it?
Yes.
Langston Hughes.
Yes. Thank you very much. And the song you're going to do is?
This is the opening number, O Come All You Faithful.
O Come All You Faithful. All right, this is Sherelle Brimbry, Twitty, the fashionista diva, signing us off. So you guys, I'm going to leave right now as being the Amazon queen and let her sing us out of here with her beautiful song. All right, bye. Love y'all, K-Boos.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord.
All right, now to everyone out there in the K-Boos, everybody have a happy holidays, and we will check you out in 2017. Everyone be safe, be merry, and have a wonderful time to end this year with your family and friends and loved ones. From all of us here at What's Life Without Laughter, thank you so much for a great end of the year. To T6-1, we miss you, we love you, can't wait to get you back home safely for you. Kim Moore, rest in love, and Grandmama too. So everybody out there, peace. Doom.
Coming to you from the studios of KBOO Radio in Portland, Oregon, this is Free Culture Radio. I'm your host, Doug McVeigh. Free Culture Radio is an examination of drugs, drug cultures, and the inescapable, indelible, and indispensable influence of drugs on society. Free Culture Radio neither promotes the use of any drugs nor condemns people for being drug users. To the extent that drug use presents problems for individuals or society, those problems are made worse and more intractable when drug users are treated as others and ignored, stigmatized, and even brutalized.
You know, I've always kind of said that, like, beer is a wonderful object in itself, but that's not necessarily why I look at it as a scholar. You know, we have this tendency to pay attention to the big things, right? Like the big events, the headliners, and we do need to pay attention to those things because they shape the world we live in. But I don't know that they're any more important than the ubiquitous things, the little things, like coffee and beer and weed and the things that you're going to be talking about on your show, right? Like, these things affect every aspect of American life, from legislation to, you know, income and spending to,